Hey, sweetie. What's up? What? Can you turn around when you talk to me? Oh, you have a present for me. All right, let me see. You are holding the present at a suspicious height. And you've also been doing this since you're 19, so 5 years in a row. I know what the present is. What? Come on. I know you do this with all the affection and lust you have for me. I know that. And it was fun the first time. Especially because it didn't turn out quite the way you thought it would. And it was also sweet the second time, but after that, predictable. It is Mother's Day after all, and I wish you would come up with something a little more special. I mean, if you want to keep our play sessions for special occasions only, we can do that too. I thought that you wouldn't like that too much. Don't worry, baby. I wouldn't want to miss a single minute we had together either. Why don't you put that present box away, zip up, and sit down here with me? On this day, when it's all about me being your mother, mommy, yes. When it's all about mommy, I want you to make me feel special. Show me that you're happy that I'm your mommy. Yes, of course. I know that every hard-on you have for me is because you're happy I'm your mommy. But today, be creative. Show me in a special way. After that, we can still have fun like we both enjoy, and you can be mommy's good boy. Listen, I want you to worship me. How? Well, that would be up to you to figure out. You see, that's where the disappointment in the present box comes from. I want you to come up with something. I want you to worship me. Yes, in a non-sexual way. Worshipping me sexually is easy. You know how to do that. And you're good at it. Yes, seriously. You know that. Just the way you look at me, lusting after me. And when you're hard before you even start undressing me, and when you're leaking pre by the time you go down on me. And when you go down on me, baby boy, you're so good with your tongue. And I love how hard you make me come every single time. The way you touch me, I can feel that you really want me. And then when we fuck, you feel amazing in my pussy, in my mouth. Also, the way you taste, the way you pulse in my hand. And then how you express that you enjoy having sex with me, with your sounds. Your words, and also how intense your orgasms are every time. Really, when it comes to sexual worshipping, you are a very good boy. Mommy's best boy, even. You know exactly what I like, and you give me exactly what I want without asking questions without doubting me. Most of the time by now, I don't even need to tell you anymore what I want or need. You know, and you give it to me freely because you're worshipping me sexually. And on a different level, you know, the non-sexual way. That's where you would have to put some effort into it. And that's why I want it, you know, gotta challenge you a little bit too. So you really have no idea. All right, let me see. Simple. You could invite me for dinner. We both dress up nicely, have a special menu together. Or you could cook for us. I mean, we don't even have to go out. You could also take me on a ride on your bike. Come on now, don't be so surprised. Of course I would enjoy that. Huh. You didn't know I had that side in me, huh? Or, hear me out, you could let me take a ride on your bike all by myself. That would be a nice present for Mother's Day too. Classic. You could get me spa vouchers or organize a spa day for me at a spa or even here at home where you're giving me the massages, make me smoothies and whatnot. You know, just figure the details out by yourself. You could organize a me time afternoon or evening for me. Maybe combined with a home-cooked dinner. And then you would prepare my favorite movie for me and we could be watching it together. And here you could offer yourself as a rest for my feet, you know, so I can lean back, put my feet up. Yeah, you get that right. I want you to be my human furniture. There is a lot more to mommy than you think or know. Maybe you could even make it a Mother's Day present to explore that more. I don't know. Come up with a quiz. Let me win something while you learn something about me. I don't know. Come on, you're an intelligent man. Okay, one last thing. You could dress up in a nice butler outfit or a sexy butler outfit or even one of those maid outfits and be my servant for the day. Starting with breakfast in bed. Oh, don't worry about your father. He's never here for Mother's Day. He thinks it's your job to take care of me that day. Not like I made him the gift of a son. But anyway. Does that tickle your creativity? Do you have enough ideas now? Is there anything you'd like to organize for today? It's not even noon yet, after all. No, come on, that's not what I said. There can be sexual worshipping too on Mother's Day. But don't make that the main attraction. Give me something more. Worship me. Make me feel like a queen. Queen mommy. My boy. Why are you so upset? Disappointed in yourself. I see. You know, I was wondering if I didn't raise you well. If you're still a boy and not a man who knows how to treat a woman, starting with his mommy. You know you can do better? You promise you'll come up with something nice for me for tonight? I certainly like the sound of that. And I did raise you well? You saying that is worth so much already. If you show me now additionally through your actions that I raised you well, I will definitely have a pleasant Mother's Day. I'm glad we had this conversation, darling. Now, how about I go get ready, you know, freshen up, take a shower, dress up a little, and you go plan whatever you think is appropriate, and then we have ourselves a nice time together. Yes, you can shower with me before you start getting things ready. Don't you worry, I know you want me. We haven't seen each other in a bit, and I appreciate that you came all the way down here today to celebrate Mother's Day with me. I missed you too. And I want you too, a lot, actually. I don't think I'll ever say no to you. Now, let's go take a shower together and then have a nice evening.